One of the things I've come to realize about work and productivity and putting out good work is the need to not only focus in the sense of minimizing my distractions and, kind of trying to focus on the task at hand, but also being really mentally focused and in the flow, not being mentally distracted while I'm doing my work. I don't know about you, but I often struggle with that. Even if I'm feeling kind of all in, or at least I'm trying from a physical perspective, my phone is shut down, my email's off, right? And I'm working on the task at hand. I still have all this mental residue and internal chatter and, oh gosh, fill in the blank of what's going on in my brain, taking up space and minimizing not only my productivity, but the quality of my work. And one of the things I've realized over time is the power of music to overcome that and not just make it better, but make it phenomenal and put me in a state of flow in anything I'm doing. And that is why I subscribe to Focus at Will. It is scientifically proven music put together to help you decrease stress and increase your productivity and your creativity. And I will tell you what, no joke, every single time I have Focus at Will on in the background, and I have been a subscriber for, oh gosh, years now, probably 5, maybe even 7 years. Every time I have it on in the background, something magical happens. I do, not only do I do more work in less time, but the work that I do is better. In fact, it's incredible. Like some of the stuff I put out, oh my gosh, without that, it doesn't happen. So, hey, I'll put a link in the show notes, but if you haven't, go check out Focus at Will. It'll change your game. I have it on, not all the time, but I have it on, oh, probably 65% of the time. And especially when I'm trying to do those tasks that are really important, where I need to be really all in and dedicated, not just again from a physical perspective, but also from a mental perspective. Check it out. Hey everyone, today, in this little bonus podcast, I want to dive into decision fatigue. So I did a video on this that talked about how decision fatigue shows up and three keys to getting over decision fatigue. And that's what I want to bring to you today. And before I flip over to the audio from the video, I just want to preface it by saying that this is something that you and your team may be dealing with. And here's the thing. We are all dealing with a lot of change, and rapid change produces decision fatigue. And you may be experiencing this with your team or with yourself at work, but I want to just remind you, I don't say this in the video, I want to just remind you that that decision fatigue that a lot of us are feeling is coming from the fact that we have to make decisions, so many decisions, from AM to PM. And if you're like me, also in the middle of the night when you're sleeping, because you wake up thinking about what you should do and all your options, the reality is rapid change produces decision fatigue because suddenly not only are we having to make a lot of choices, but we also have new choices presented to us that we have to figure out. And when we have new choices that we have to figure out, that takes more mental energy. We got to work through the scenarios in our head. We've never done it before, so we have no reference point. So we got to think deeper and longer and in a different way about it. So I mentioned all this to say it's not doom and gloom by any means, but decision fatigue is a very real thing. And in times like we're in now, especially over an extended period of time, that decision fatigue can become a way of life. And we don't want that to happen because we know, and as I talk about in the video, decision fatigue on a regular basis leads to stagnation, it leads to paralysis, and it leads to aimlessness. All right, let's dig in because I'm going to show you how to flip those three into strong decision making, more innovation, and more progress. Let's go to the video. If you type in decision maker into Google, the first four results that come up are random decision generators. You put in the question or your options, and the decision makers decide for you. It's on the top of the page because people are searching for it. Why? Because many people are dealing with massive decision fatigue. Rapid change produces decision fatigue. Your team is overworked, more on their plate than ever before. Stressed out. Uncertainty and change is taking up mental space.
And they've already changed a lot, and change requires energy. As you've most likely experienced, decision fatigue often leads to, number one, paralysis, inability to do anything. Number two, stagnation, do the same old things, even if they don't work. And number three, aimlessness. This is when you have no idea what to do, so you do it all in the hopes that something works. Doesn't usually work this way. Let me suggest three actions that you can take to overcome the paralysis, stagnation, and aimlessness you and your team may be experiencing. Number one, frame the problem differently. How you frame the problem greatly impacts how you perceive your chances of success. There's a big difference between 35% chance of rain and 65% chance of sunny weather. Number two, play the elimination game. Being inundated with choices doesn't actually help us decide. In fact, it has the opposite effect. In a study on choices, people were presented with a range of jam flavors. The study found that when presented with a range of flavors, people tended to do nothing, buy nothing. But when presented with three or fewer, people were able to make a choice to buy. If you start by removing options from your plate, your ability to decide will go up. And number three, redirect perfectionism. Oftentimes, what stops us in our tracks is the need to perfect a decision or idea before we even do anything about it. You can't perfect what's in your head. Hence, paralysis sets in. In my work with leaders and teams across the globe in our Everyday Innovator Online Academy and through our Innovator Assessment Research, I've come to realize that you can't eliminate the habit of perfectionism, but you can redirect it. Instead of looking for perfection in your head or on a piece of paper, look for the perfection in motion. Set up small experiments where you can test, adjust, optimize, perfect your idea as you test and implement. If you, number one, reframe your problem, two, eliminate options, and three, redirect perfectionism, you'll remove the paralysis, stagnation, and aimlessness that plagues your team. These three things will inherently dial up the decision-making, deliver more innovation, and progress. I'm Tamara Gondor, president of Launch Street. I hope you'll join me and your fellow innovators across the globe in discovering their natural innovation style through our proprietary assessment, the IQE, and then turn that style into their competitive advantage in our Everyday Innovators Online Academy. Until next time.